Beef numbers down. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Beef cutbacks may bring high producer and consumer prices as production is on the decline while steer prices and retail beef prices are getting stronger. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Marketings of fed cattle out of feedlots during August, for example, were down 9% from a year ago. Placements of animals into feedlots down 3%, and that was the second lowest August placement number ever. And so the feedlot inventory at 10 million head, down 3%. So Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagum says obviously producers are electing to trim their herds rather than pay these very high prices for feed. And so
there's a smaller inventory of animals out there, and that will work its way through the system as we move into 2009.
Causing first some pretty good steer prices in the upper $90 a hundred weight range to continue on for the next 15 months or so. Secondly, a drop in beef production overall in this country.
Currently, we're looking at probably a decline of about 3% in production in the fourth quarter of this year, and then probably about a 0.5% decline in production for all of 2009.
So Shale Shagum says for consumers, all of this means
higher retail prices.
How much higher? Well, Agriculture Department economist Ephraim Liebtag says as far as his prediction for food price increases in 2009.
The largest increase we have right now is for beef products. Beef products we expect to increase 6-7% next year. That's the highest we have in our forecast.
And following closely behind, though, pork and poultry will rise 5-6% next year. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, analysts do say that because of the economy, demand for beef and other meat products may go down, but no numbers to suggest that yet. Have a safe day and join us Monday on the TRN.